This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas and we are live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris and have I got a jam-packed show for you. Now, as always, you know that we always bring it. And this week is no different. So we have got a little bit of Scott Robinson. Used to be in Five. Mm-hmm. All reformed now, so we're going to get all the boy band too. And then keeping it reality special, we have got Trey Lowe from this year's Apprentice. How are you, Ellen, by the way, Gulch?
I'm great. How are you? There's so much going down this week. I can't even keep up.
Oh, my God. What a week. And obviously, as always, you know we love the showbiz here on Access All Areas. The clue's in the title. We've got the lovely Lottie here again. How are you, Lottie Gulch?
I'm very good. How are you both?
So much going on.
I'm back on Twitter for the first time in forever.
Yeah, me too.
Oh. Because Twitter is where it's at. People are tagging Louis Walsh, yeah. Jedward, Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
It's all going down. It's a revival for Twitter.
It is. And we've got to start with Big Brother, right?
Absolutely.
Big Brother. Let's get into it, guys, because last night was iconic. Okay, so we've got Louis Walsh slamming Jedward. Now, this is absolutely wild. It came out of nowhere. He just said that they were pricks. And
he beats around the bush hole, Louis.
Well, he called Ronan a prick. He called them vile. So it's been an absolute nightmare. Then we had Gemma Collins rushing into their defence. Jed would have gone absolutely crazy at him on social media. Guys, did you see it? Did you see it all?
I did. I felt like I was having a fever dream and it was back in 2010 or something. Yeah. I was like, wait, Louis Walsh, Jedward and Gemma Collins are back in the news? Like, what?
I think it was funny that we just saw Gemma Collins having a roast with Jedward at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday.
It's so random.
Yeah. And
standard.
And then they had a hot tub session, which was even weirder.
Just to chew the cud and discuss all things CBB. What do we think about what's going down in that house? Like, girls, are you surprised with how Louis is beat? Because he ain't pulling any punches. He's spilling tea.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Pouring
the teapot.
Yeah.
I'm actually shocked.
I am shocked a little bit.
He would try to, like, bite his tongue a small bit, but he is acting as if there's no cameras, there's no one watching him. He looked really shocked as well at that live eviction when everyone started booing him.
Yeah.
His face was like, me?
Because he thinks he's Louis Walsh, an iconic X Factor judge. He thinks no one can touch him. But you know what? Like, he's really burnt bridges in there. Mm. We've got poor Ronan last night who's been called a prick. It's all going down. And I think it does surprise me a little bit. But I think now we've gotten to know his character a little bit more on the show. Yeah. I think he's just that type of person.
Has Ronan come out and said anything on social? Obviously, we've got to touch upon Jedward taking to Twitter. Now X. But it'll always be Twitter to me. It's always weird calling something X.
It's very annoying, especially for people in the media when we have to like write down X, formerly known as Twitter, so it just makes it a longer sentence.
Yeah.
I'm like, when are we going to drop the formerly known as Twitter?
Can we just call it Twitter again?
And do we still say tweeted so we don't say X?
Then it becomes it's a completely different show. So the boys took to X.
Yeah.
Thank you. And they've come out with some alleged allegations.
They have. Some alleged allegations against Louis.
A lot of them.
A lot of them involving things like he owes them money. He said they never sent him flowers when their mum died.
Very
so, you
sad.
Know, all these different things. Mm-hmm. Basically saying they're not a fan of Louis and they've really hit back on social media. Yeah, it's been a nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been amazing to watch unfold, really, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Online.
Yeah.
And there was me thinking that when Sharon packed up her Louis Vuitton, that Louis was going to kind of be in a little bit of no man's land. So I kind of thought, all right, Sharon, obviously, like, best friends, you know what I mean? Once she fucks off, love Sharon. Like,
she earned
her, I don't care what they paid. If it was half a meal, alleged, she earned every penny.
100%.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people are saying they should have paid her whatever amount to
stay
on.
I would have kept her in there.
Because she's the entertainment,
do you know what?
She?
I wonder as well, now that she was in there and she had her own room and everything, I wonder if producers had come to her and said, do you want to stay for the rest of the show? We will pay you again, like, more.
We've had a whip round.
Yeah,
exactly.
We've done a GoFundMe.
Did you see or not? Everyone was like, we've got a GoFund. We've all got a chip in to keep her there.
I would have chipped
right in.
Totally.
Did we see the talent show last night as well?
Yeah, it was
ridiculous.
Chaos.
Yeah. I thought the boys were worthy winners, though. They were really impressive.
They were very good. I found it quite weird that they were pretending they were on the X Factor. I was confused for a while. Yeah. I was like, wait, do they think they're good, or are they pretending they're good? Like, what's going on? I got it, like, when the boys were horrific and then they were like, you were amazing.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, they're pretending.
That's
okay.
It. It was a bit, you know, we saw Ekin-Su come out with a bit of talent, though. She was a good singer, a good performer. But you know what? Away from that, she's not coming across well on the show, a lot of people are saying.
I mean, I really felt for Fern, because she really felt like she'd upset her. Uh-huh. And think if I was in that house, I feel like for some reason I would have kind of gelled to Fern. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I think she'd have been that person I would have sat with and had a latte in the morning.
Oh, like a comfort blanket.
Yeah, absolutely comfort. And when she thought she'd upset her, I was like, you know, you wouldn't, this sounds probably a little bit mad, but I sometimes want to cry for people. Do you know? I mean, not that she needs my tears, but when someone's so sweet
king.
And love,
he's an
full
empathetic
of empathy. I'm like a sponge; I suck everything up. But I was like, oh my god, she genuinely thinks she's upset. Huh?
Yeah, I know. She was really concerned, wasn't she?
But you know what? I felt really bad for Louis again. Back to Louis.
Oh,
god.
Did you?
When he says,
I know what you're going to say.
He said about Fern. Oh, everyone looks really beautiful, even Fern.
I know. What's gone down there? Is there some sort of beef?
I don't know.
I know I should know, but I actually don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah, I don't think there is beef.
I just don't think he's very subtle.
He's just not very subtle.
Because
Izzy told him off for that comment, didn't she? She said, absolutely not. And she was really stern with him. And he was like laughing about it. Poor Fern.
He said it a few times. I feel sorry for Fern, but because she didn't get upset by it, we weren't shown that anyway if she did. I feel like maybe they're just used, like, oh, that's Louis. You know, maybe he's just like one of those old grandparents that just says awful shit all the time and everyone just goes, oh, Louis.
It's just Louis, you know? Yeah, exactly. That's it. Well, should we move on to another CBBS story I have for you?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I'm so excited to tell you about this. It's not the British version. So it's actually, it's a Spanish-American version that they've got. And what's happened is there is a woman on it, a Colombian actress, who has cheated on her husband while she's been on the show. Wow. He's then come in and ended their 12-year marriage.
On the show.
I don't mean to laugh because it's terrible when a marriage ends, when any relationship ends. But at what point did this actress in this house... So she cops off with a geezer.
Yeah, a model. A model in the house.
So she hooks up with a model. Mm-hmm. Kissing him or doing more bits than kissing?
Yeah, a bit of fondling, I think. Kissing.
Fondled in terms of what? Like...
Like hugging and nothing X-rated.
But anyway, still kissing's too much.
That is, yeah.
I mean, terrible to do when you're married or in a relationship, full stop. But you're in a house full of cameras. At what point do you think that your old man sat on the sofa at home ain't going to see his missus copping off with a model on TV?
Yeah,
and then he comes into the house, calls her out and ends the marriage. Yeah. And they're playing a game, aren't they? Like musical statues.
They were playing a game of exactly that. Frozen statues. So she couldn't speak. So he's coming in and he's so dramatic. It's gone viral. And he's come in. He's ended this marriage. Really long speech saying, I wish you the best. It was a great marriage.
Is he fit? Let me slide in them DMs at the end of Access All Areas.
I just can't
cry on my shoulder.
I just can't get over that she didn't end the game.
I know.
For that.
I know. She didn't break character.
Like her life depends on this game. So the husband of 12 years, he's just finished it on TV.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Absolutely tore you a new arsehole. Said, I wish you well, but I've seen you getting on with the model in the corner.
And
she's still. She cried, but she didn't move.
But she still. Oh, my. That is competitive.
I would have said, fuck the game. I mean, yeah.
That is competitive. She deserves to win. Did she win the game?
No, I don't think she did. I don't even think she deserves.
Oh, she should have won.
She's going out to know. Marriage, let her win the game.
But I'd go out of the show. I'd be like, I need to fix this, right? I wouldn't just stay in there. And what does she do now, though?
No,
well, stop getting older models in and out.
I just think that that's clearly not her first time cheating. Yeah. If that was her go-to thing when she's in a house full of cameras, knowing her husband is watching at home, this is second nature to her. That's she does it all the time.
But what's sad is the speech was so lovely. He was like, I wish you the best. It wasn't there like, you've cheated on me, it's over. And I think that made it even worse because your heart really, you know, it pulled on the heartstrings.
He's a better man than me.
And it's making Louis Walsh be a bitch a little bit beige over it. Come on, English celebrity Big Brother. Hers is looking a little bit fucking
Sue thinks Nikita's hot, doesn't she? She was talking to Fern about him. I think it was Fern or Sharon, one of the two. And she said something like, yeah, but he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, back off, Ekansu. He has a girlfriend.
So they're now absolutely acknowledging that. Because in the early days, you girls were telling me that it wasn't being acknowledged that there was a girl on the outside.
She was referred to as a friend, wasn't she? Several times.
Oh, right.
Needing people to be like, oh, were they together? Are they not? What's going on? But I think they are 100%. They are together. If Instagram's anything to go by. So Ekansu needs to
She needs to back off.
She does.
I mean, at least until after the show.
Because what we don't want is them two getting hold of each other and then his missus turning up during a game of musical statues. Oh my,
well, that's what we need, Big Brother producers, if you're listening.
If you're listening,
this is what we want.
Please give us that moment.
Can we do like some sexy Valentine's room off the side? Send them to it for 3 or 4 nights.
No, we already had the dance show last night. That was good enough. He was a judge. Ekin was giving it her all, you know.
Yeah.
But no, sadly not.
Yeah, okay, that's
well. Right, we've got time for one more story, Lottie darling.
All right, I love it. Okay, so we're going to talk about Kate Middleton.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Kate Middleton.
What about Kate? I've not heard anything about Kate.
No,
though.
I haven't either. She's disappeared off social media.
Let's be honest, guys. What a week. I heard you talk about it, Bobby, and I know that you're like, just leave the poor woman alone, you know?
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's just bizarre in the sense that she's had to apologise for editing a photo.
Yeah.
And I kind of, I took social media and I was like, darling, don't apologise. Yeah. The majority of people, whether it's a filter, whether it's a bit of smoothing on Facetune or whatever app you use, we're now in a digital age where we do play about with our photos a little bit.
I think the difference is the royal family are held to a different standard and they always have been. They're not normal folk like us. They're paid by the public to do their jobs. And also, everything they release has to be factual, right?
Yeah.
It has to be completely accurate.
Yeah,
because you don't want to waver the public's trust.
See, I didn't understand this bit. When I come out and say, because I'm just like coming from a world of like showbiz, whatever. Because there ain't a celebrity in the land that ain't whacking a filter.
Oh, do you know what I'm saying?
I've smoothed this head a couple of times.
Yeah.
I've whitened the teeth a little bit.
You don't need to do that.
I've whitened the teeth just in case they're looking a little bit discoloured. So I kind of just, not that Kate needs me to back her by any means, you know what I mean? The girl's all right.
Yeah.
But I was just a little bit, I just felt, again, like I did Fern, I felt sorry for her that she had to do this whole apology I'm sorry that I edited a photo. And I kind of thought, why are you apologising? You've not committed a crime.
But do we really believe she's editing her own pictures?
Well, this is now the can of worms. So what are we saying, Lottie?
Well,
because there's a lot.
I think she's not, but I think she's come out and tried to be this relatable, you know. And also her and Will, you know, they take their own photos, they've always done that. So I think if she's then there not editing them and she's sending them off to other people, I don't think that'd look great. So I think she kind of had to take ownership of it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But doing it over an Insta story, it all felt a bit like familiar, didn't it?
Think it's almost because the palace come out, didn't they, back at, she was last seen Christmas Day, she'd gone to church. Then it was announced that she was having surgery and they was quite honest from the beginning. They was like, you will not see her till after Easter.
Till after Easter,
I think the mistake is, it's not Kate doing her post or editing, because actually I don't care either way, Kate, love ya. But I think what's gone wrong is by saying you was never going to see her, they've almost gone back on what they said.
Yeah.
I think if nothing had happened, no one was going to have ever have said anything.
Yeah.
I think they've made a rod for their own back.
Totally.
And how the world, because this is not just even the UK, this is like
the
global.
World. It's on Fox News.
And I've gone down this rabbit hole since I've kind of come out and spoke about it. I've literally spent 2 hours on TikTok and social media. Now, the conspiracy theories are wild.
To another level.
They're crazy, but I think you're right. They shouldn't have bent to it because, again, they're a higher standard. They always said nothing.
Yeah.
They've done everything with a dignified silence. They should have kept to that.
I know.
But I think they got it like a... a fright, basically, when they saw the amount of conspiracy theories and whatever, and they thought the right thing to do was to actually release a photograph. It was the wrong thing to do. It made it worse, and you're always going to make it worse.
And even that picture the next day that comes out with Will and Kate in the car, she's
with her looking at the wall at the window.
And now people are saying that's been edited because they've seen a picture that was very, very similar, and then the wall is all
and
different.
And they've took the earring. Well, some people are saying that isn't her, and then obviously there was a photo that I'm sure a lot of people have heard. It wasn't printed here in the UK just because of relationships with our media the press and the royals. It was, I think, it certainly in the States, and I think other parts of the world saw a photo of her allegedly with her mum in a car after a school run.
It done the rounds on Twitter.
Well, this is now the world we live in. So even though the UK and you girls are both journos, so even though in your publications you can't post this picture or really comment on it, that doesn't apply to social media now. So where does this leave? It's a strange world now, isn't it?
Anyone can make a TikTok. You know, anyone can say anything on X. Yeah. So it is weird.
And people are going, was that her? Some people I saw even said, it's Pippa, the sister, with the bum from the wedding.
Yeah, it did look it a small a bit. Like it does look a small bit like Pippa, to be fair. But I think we're used to seeing Kate all done up at events and stuff.
Not
and when
just
she's
with
recovering.
Sunglasses. Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
We're all going to look different when we're recovering. And my worry is now that she's trying to recover at home with all of this stress going on and like her name in the media, it's going to prolong her recovery.
Absolutely.
Naturally.
And because this is so big on social media, you guys know me. I'm like the roaming reporter. I'm the gift that keeps on giving. They don't call me Inspector Gadget for nothing. So I thought this week for Bobby on the Street, I'm going to take to the street, but not just any old street. No, no, no. I'm going buck ass. So I went to the palace and I thought, I'm going to see what the people are saying. I didn't see Kate. But I'm going to tell you a little, I've got a minute's worth of interviews with the lovely public with their maddest things they've read on Kate and the conspiracy theory. So here's a minute of joy from Buckhurst.
Bobby on the Street. He's the only Bobby on the Street you can trust.
So that's what some of the lovely people from Buckhurst were saying today. So I think this story will absolutely continue. I'm sure this time next week we'll be talking about it. But leaving Kate to rest and recuperate, and I hope you're well, both. Get yourself a Domino's, a load of garlic
and get
garlic and herb, Kate. Let's play a game, Lottie.
Let's play a game. We're doing a headline game here, guys. And as you know, there are going to be two words. I'm going to bleep them out.
Okay.
And you've got to guess what they are. Are we ready for the first one?
Oh,
ready.
Yes.
All right. So this is from 2021. Demi Lovato claims she beep with aliens by beep.
She's...
Slept with aliens by... see?
She spoke to aliens by...
Well, yeah, we're close. It's not as hard as you'd think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
She communicated.
Exactly.
By
telepathically.
What does she do best?
WhatsApp.
Singing.
There we go.
WhatsApp. Oh my God. She WhatsApps.
She WhatsApp the aliens.
Demi Lovato, renowned for WhatsApp.
Let's see Bobby's WhatsApps. Demi Lovato.
That is very strange. Okay, next one. This is from 2022. Kesha clarifies story about having blank with blank blank. So.
Having sex with.
Oh. Straight in there.
Yeah, but
do you know this?
Balls deep, no.
Having sex with balls.
Who was she having sex with? She was having sex with.
Okay.
Blank blank, is it a person?
It's, no, it's not a person.
Not an alien. Okay.
It's a person.
Was it sex? Is that the right?
Yeah, that's right. With what? So it's not a person.
Rampant rabbit.
But nearly. Very nearly.
Vibrator. Golden vibrator.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you guess?
Sex
a
toy.
A ghost.
A ghost.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't take my Calvin Klein's off for a ghost.
Oh my God. When you said, is it a person? I was like, I don't know what to say.
It's a spirit.
I wonder how much you can. Oh, yeah, that's a kind of answer.
I feel like I want to read that article now.
I know.
Can we read that out next
week? Bobby knew straight away. He was straight in there.
Yeah.
Right. The last one. King Charles carries around a custom made blank blank. So.
A custom made.
Crown jewels.
No. But he probably does. I wouldn't be surprised.
It would be his own.
Is it an object? I'm guessing.
It is an object. Yeah, we all have one in our house. I hope we do.
Air fryer.
That's it.
What do we all have in our house?
Oreo jar.
I mean, to be honest, I've really not made it easier, have I, by saying we all have it in our house?
Give us a clue.
Okay, so it's in a bathroom.
A custom-made bath bomb. No, why do you have a bath bomb?
You sit down on it. You sit
toilet seat.
Seat.
Yes, his exactly. Mum used to, allegedly, yeah, the yeah. Queen always, she'd never sit on a toilet seat unless it was brand new. I don't know. That's
so he carries it around?
He carries around his own custom-made toilet seat.
To where?
According to this, well, I think everywhere. I guess it's just everywhere.
I've never seen him with it.
It's a royal thing. Yeah. I'm sure I've read somewhere, allegedly,
too,
that the Queen would not just go and sit on someone else's toilet seat.
Yeah.
So people would have to install a fresh one or her custom one.
That must take forever.
I wonder, did he custom make it himself?
I don't think he made it. Basically, he just don't want to catch... syphilis or the clap off a toilet seat.
I'm sure wherever the royals go smells of fresh paint the floor.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
everything is cleaned to
I'm
the
I'm sure
lines.
There's people that aren't even royal. I've heard of celebs riders that ain't much like different to
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Not
really?
Necessarily toilet seats.
But just things.
What was the worst celeb rider you've ever seen?
Oh.
Come on, Bobby.
There must be one.
There has
to be. God, there's more than one.
Bottles of gin and tonic.
Oh, that's a good one. Next week, I'll come with a little list for you. Let me have a little bit because I've got some good ones
in
the locker. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, I do love a little game. Thank you so much.
Thank
Always
you.
A pleasure, Lottie. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much, guys. Lovely
Thank
to
you.
Have
you.
You're so
Thank
welcome.
You.
And we'll see you very soon,
see
Lottie
soon.
Girl. And guys, we'll be back in two and we're going to be joined by the lovely Scott Robinson. So we'll see you in a minute.
Access All Areas continues next. Foo Bar Radio.
Hey! Foo Bar Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Mark from Married at First Sight UK.
See, at the wedding, you told Sean you were 26, but you're actually 36.
Oh, yeah.
So drop in that decade. We ain't gone 1 or 2 years either side. What was going through your head when you put shut? I'm gonna shave off 10 years.
A 26. Third of your life.
Yeah.
It was instant reaction. As soon as anyone says to me, "How old are you?" I'm like 26. I just stopped counting after 26. Would I have told him? Probably not.
No. Ever.
Well, maybe when we're 80 years old and we've got the grandkids running round.
Except
like,
you wouldn't be 80 years old. You'd be
90.
Yeah, you'd be 90.
I'd be 26 still. I'd be going around the corner for some more injections.
Politics on Censored.
Joining me now, the former leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, MP. And there you are stood with hundreds of thousands of people at Glastonbury singing "Oh, Jeremy Corbyn." What is that like?
It was quite... extraordinary. It was an amazing experience and I was very pleased we did it. We wrote, the office got very excited about Glastonbury. Every single person in the office thought it was necessary for them to be at Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah.
Every single one said it's really necessary for them to come.
The Dating Show.
I'm friends with a fair few exes and I think you can be friends with an ex, but I genuinely do. But I do think that it's timing is everything with that.
Well, I think it depends what you cast as a friend.
Yeah,
are you talking about
look,
you know someone you're going to hang out with on your sofa? Like if you've already shagged, you know, isn't that a bit weird? Or is
no,
it
I think that's a different level of friend. I think that's a different level. You can be friends with someone, you can't be like best fucking friends with someone. I mean, I've got exes that I talk to about their current partners and whatever else, and they'll tell me about that sort of stuff. But I wouldn't say, "Oh, do you want to come over for fucking Chinese and chill on the sofa?"
You're listening to Foo Bar Radio.
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 Hey. Foo Bar Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Mark from Married at First Sight UK.
See, at the wedding, you told Sean you were 26, but you're actually 36.
Oh, yeah.
So drop in that decade. We ain't gone 1 or 2 years either side. What was going through your head when you thought, I'm going to shave off 10 years?
A 26. Third of your life.
Yeah.
It was instant reaction. As soon as anyone says to me, how old are you? I'm like 26. I just stopped counting after 26. Would I have told him? Probably not.
No. Ever?
Well, maybe when we're 80 years old and we've got the grandkids running round.
Except like, you wouldn't be 80 years old. You'd be 98.
I'd be 26 still. I'd be going around the corner for some more injections.
Joining me now, the former leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, MP. And there you are stood with hundreds of thousands of people at Glastonbury singing, "Oh, Jeremy Corbyn." What is that like?
It was quite extraordinary. It was an amazing experience, and I was very pleased we did it. We wrote, the office got very excited about Glastonbury. Every single person in the office thought it was necessary for them to be at Glastonbury with me.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Every
yeah.
single one said yeah. it's really necessary yeah. for me to yeah. come. The
Dating Show. I'm friends with a fair few exes, and I think you can be friends with an ex, but I genuinely do. But I do think that it's timing is everything with that.
Well, I think it depends what you cast as a friend.
Yeah,
are you talking about someone you're going to hang out with on your sofa? Like, if you've already shagged, isn't that a bit weird? Or is
no,
it
I think that's a different level of friend. I think that's a different level. You can be friends with someone. You can't be, like, best fucking friends with someone. I mean, I've got exes that I talk to about their current partners and whatever else, and they'll tell me about that sort of stuff. But I wouldn't say, oh, do you want to come over for fucking Chinese and chill on the sofa?
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to FUBAR Radio. You're live. It's Access All Areas. Now, unfortunately, there's been a little bit of a communication problem because Scott's down under, and obviously there's a time difference, so he's not going to be joining us this evening, but hopefully we'll get him
really
on the show.
I know,
so was
him.
I. Hopefully we'll sort it for another time.
Yes.
When he's back in the UK and we're all working to the same time zone.
Exactly.
But obviously it's just been the Oscars, Miss Ellen.
Yes, I know.
So let's play a little game.
Okay.
And so guys, just as a disclaimer, I've got a producer in my ear and she's going to feed questions and answers to me. So it's not like I'm giving them to you and I know them. So
okay.
Cause that wouldn't be fair. So we're
good.
Against each other.
Okay, good.
But in a loving way.
Okay. I'm not competitive, by the way. I'll let anyone win.
Right, so question number one.
All right, let's go.
Name the dog who attended the event. There's got to be a famous dog.
Lassie?
He's got to be dead, that dog. He's been about since I was a kid. I mean, I'm 21 now.
Do you know what?
That dog's dead.
It's unlikely not know that there was an animal, or especially a dog, at some like really fancy event. So I have no clue. I didn't even know there was a dog at that.
Is it a real life? It's not something like Scooby-Doo. Is he a dog, Scooby-Doo?
Was it Snoop Dogg?
Or was it Snoop Dogg? We're not going to be very good. I don't know American famous dogs. I don't know many English dogs.
What about the Andrex dog? No, actually, we don't know. I don't know what dog.
No, we're going to have we can't pass because that's the game.
That's
so let's just
game.
Guess. I'm going to say Scooby-Doo. Okay. I don't know if he's a dog.
Scooby-Doo.
Is Scooby-Doo a dog?
He's a cartoon character.
Yeah, but is he a dog character?
Oh, Bobby.
Oh, I don't know. You're saying Lassie. God rest his... Sorry if there's kids listening. Spoiler alert. I might be wrong. The dog might still be alive. But...
I think we're showing our age here, actually, because there probably is a real famous dog that everyone knows right now going on in Hollywood.
I mean, even if I said name in English, I know Pudsey, but I think even he's gone to the Rainbow Bridge.
The Rainbow Bridge? Oh, the farm. The family farm.
The family farm.
I don't know.
Not too sure.
All right, let's pass on that question. Oh, Lottie, mm-hmm. Hello.
Messi. That's a footballer, isn't it?
Messi.
It's a dog. How butch am I that I know Messi's a footballer? Fucking
that
hell,
is,
what's happened to me?
That's masculine.
Oh,
AF.
My God. My agent, get on the phone to Match of the Day now. I want that job. Miss Lottie's come back to save
hello.
Us.
She's come back to save us. Do you know what? They needed saving by the
way. We really did. We're talking about dogs and we've come
love
up
it.
With Lassie and Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I wow. think, I'm sorry. We're definitely showing our age here like we're complete millennials. So we need a Gen Z in the room. What do you need?
So we're going to...
was at the Oscars.
What dog was at the Oscars?
Yeah.
Oh
my God, you don't know either.
Oh, no, I don't know. Why would there be a dog at the Oscars?
I don't know.
No, exactly. Anyway, end of the the game's, it's done. Romeo, done. We're now going back to showbiz.
Yes, we love some showbiz.
This is what we're good at. Let's go to showbiz.
I'm so glad we're talking about showbiz because I want to talk about Kim K.
Yes.
I love it. Yes.
I'm always ready for that.
Have you seen that her phone screen has been seen in a photo? Bobby, I know that you may have been papped before many a time. Had your phone ever been on show and shown all the apps on your phone?
Probably.
Yeah. So this has happened with Kim, and I mean, everyone loves to see what's on Kim's phone, right? Mm-hmm. So she was walking along, she got papped, and she actually had her phone, she had it unlocked, so you can see every single app on it. And people have obviously zoomed in, so she's got things like Daily Mail, she's got Reddit.
Daily Mail, we love
so
to see
people
it.
People are so interested.
Love that she's got the date, cold she has.
It's like right at the top where you have messages and photos, things like that. But people have noticed, so she's got an app. Have you heard of Wattpad?
No.
So it's like a where you write stories. So she's got that on her phone. No. And people are like, why on earth is she writing stories? It's like high up. It's next to Reddit and all these gossip columns and things like that.
Oh.
So, I mean, we don't know. Maybe it's to write about the Kardashians or to write her own
stories. So these are her top pros. So Daily Mail, I mean, you can't not clearly. She
Everybody
wants to know what's going
to.
On. That's how a lot of us get our information.
Exactly.
And
I'm
Daily
sure
Mail.
She has Google Alert on her own name.
Of course. I think
sure.
she
and if she doesn't, I'm sure Miss Chris does. Yeah. Allegedly, but probably does.
But it's just interesting that she's got like Reddit, things like that. She's obviously reading about herself all
Reddit,
the time.
Just remind me, is Reddit like a forum-y kind of
Yeah.
It's a forum thread. But actually, a lot goes down on Reddit. It's a really interesting. You should get that app. It's so good.
Is it?
I don't really know
much
about it.
There's like somebody will pose a question on it. Like, it could be anything to do with like, you know, society or whatever, and then loads of people will try to answer it, but everyone goes in on each other on the comments.
Oh, it's like, yeah.
How
fire.
Have I not really ever
heard? It's like Twitter, but like 10 times
but
more
good.
Toxic.
But we actually care about it. I want to be on it.
Exactly, yeah.
She's also got Facetune, so she's doing a bit of a cake.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm
really shocked
you.
That Kim K's got Facetune.
I know.
On her phone.
And I didn't see AP or any of the photo agencies like getting rid of some of Kim K's photographs,
oh,
did you?
No. They all just stay on there. They edit stay. Or not. So many
they say that waste must be totally real and perfect.
In terms of that, I know we've kind of just parked the cake story, but now we've got Lottie back for part two. And exactly what you've just said, because I've seen a lot of people talk about this on social media, and there's my two journos in the house. Mm-hmm. The Queens of Journalism. I'm asking someone the other side of the camera, what is the situation when it comes to that? So if and let's just move this away from Kim K. I don't want to take on the family, allegedly. But so
I'd love to see that.
Because I don't want Chris sending me legal letters. So say a celebrity has tweaked a photo. And that's allowed to go to press.
And that
can be printed in whatever publication. Why did Kate's get pulled in terms of...
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, why did every newspaper take it? I think because it's the royal family.
It's the royal family.
Yeah. So there's a big difference.
There's a huge difference. So they have different set of rules, don't they? The royal family. So everything, because they're almost like part of the government, right? Like, so like it'd be almost like the government tweaking a photograph and then showing us what's going on. It's almost like too inconspicuous.
Exactly.
You have to be very... translucent as the royal family.
So because royals are quite... Is it historical... I can't have gone the veneers. Historical. Is it like because it has to go on forever in like encyclopedias?
Yeah.
Whereas celebrities are just moving their foreheads and snatching away. In 50 years, no one's going to give a shit.
But do you know what's really sad is Kate loves photography. It's one of the only little things that she does. Like she's an amateur photographer, right?
Yeah.
And now people are saying she won't be able to do that anymore because it's every photos that she now puts out is going to be so analysed, like what she edited, what she done. So it is sad in a way because she just wanted to, you know, a quick pic.
Totally, and I agree with that. Like I saw a guy on Twitter going, imagine if Kate was taking a break because she was doing a graphic design class and this was her first picture that she wanted to release.
I'm going to cry again. It's phone Britain all over.
Oh, too emotional.
We've just destroyed her hopes of her new
career. Do you know what, Kate? If the royal family say you're not allowed to take any more, babes. You know what? Oh, I mean, not that I can pay you enough to have to come out to me, but if you want to take photos of someone, I'll let you do my social media for me.
Yeah.
So come and picture me, babes. When you're feeling good as gold and everything's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Come out and do my photos. I'll let you run my social media.
She'd do a great
she's
job.
Got plenty of time for that, I'm sure she has. I mean, definitely. She's only the future queen of England.
I know, literally. And she's got a job here. So thank you for that, Bobby.
She's welcome here.
When you're ready to talk, come on Access All Areas because we'd love you here in the Foo Bar.
Imagine if Kate Middleton came on Access All Areas to spill the tea about what happened.
I'd love it.
Imagine if she was like Louis Walsh and she was like, oh, this person's a prick and that person's a prick.
Like, let's get on to production. Let's reach out to Kensington Palace.
Yes,
let's
back
say
Buckhouse.
Buckhouse.
Let's get them involved.
What else has been going on, Miss Lotte?
So obviously, you know, we haven't even spoken about the Oscars because
we don't know who the dog is.
No, I need to find out. I really, really want to
know. It's
the
first thing I'm going to be googling once I've gone. Honestly, I need to know. But the Oscars, I kind of think it's been hidden, hasn't it, by CBB and the Royals.
And Kate's photos.
So much been going on this week. Weekend.
Yeah.
But one hot topic of conversation off the back of the Oscars is Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes. Mm-hmm. So obviously Ryan Gosling nominated for an Oscar. I think was it Best Actor?
Yeah.
He had this like huge moment. He did his Ken thing, Barbie, all of that kind of thing.
So good.
His wife Eva though wasn't on the red carpet with him. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying, why not? She notoriously doesn't go to these award shows with him. That's a thing.
Yeah.
But would you not go to the Oscars red carpet when your husband's nominated for Best Actor? I don't know.
But maybe, like, we don't know what's going on in their lives. Like, she could be pregnant and trying to hide it.
True.
She could be, like, has surgery like Kate. She could be with Kate in the Willy Wonka land. Like, we don't know.
Where's Eva Mendes?
Where's Kate? Where's Eva Mendes? Start the hashtag right now. Where is Eva? We need to find her.
Well, she did pop up on Instagram. So she was supporting him. She was there supporting him. But she was, like, backstage. So she wasn't very involved. She was just kind of saying, I'm always here for my man. But Ryan, get home and put the kids to bed. And everyone was like, what do you mean? Like, go out there, put a frock on, go and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I would, but I mean, if my
husband was right, I'd put a frock on and then I'll take it straight off again.
You would not be leaving his fucking side.
I would be on my back with my Louboutins pointing to God. I'm just saying, if you've got an husband like Ryan, you'd be on your back all day long.
Literally, you would not
Maybe
be leaving
tired.
His side.
Yeah.
She could be wrecked. She could be absolutely beat.
Shagged out.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I mean.
Oh, my
goodness. Oh, dear.
But yeah, I think she should have turned up. And I like them. I like them as a couple. I think they're great.
Yeah.
But I think.
We're not coming for your man,
by the way.
If it goes tits up, we will.
I mean,
if you sack him off, I'm all right.
But you did say that they're not actually. They don't usually go to events together. So why is that? Do we know?
No. Well, 2012 was the last time that they did, but that's because they were on Place Beyond the Pines together. So that film. So they did it then. But she just said, you know, one person commented once and said, I hope Ryan's there when Barbie does its press with you. And I hope we see you together. And she replied, no, we don't do those things together ever. So she's not explained. But
do you think it could be because they have their own careers and they're quite successful separately?
But she's given up acting now to look after the kids, so that's what I thought initially, but she's I don't know, she's never explained why.
Wow.
It's interesting.
It is an interesting.
I would be there right away with Ryan Gosling.
Did you see that Ken performance?
So
I want the suit for the NTAs this year
for something was so pink and glittery and phenomenal. He looked so masculine.
Oh,
and I was like, how did he pull off masculinity?
He's a good looking chap though, isn't he? That Ryan Gosling.
Oh, what a good looking guy.
We're all slipping off our chairs.
We better move on.
We've got to move on because this show will be more than Access All Areas, I'll tell you. But keep up the good work, Ryan. Barbie 2 hopefully coming soon. But if you don't want to wear that suit again, send it over to Foo Bar because I'd
wear
that.
I think you look
great
in it.
You
would look fab. Where would you wear it to?
NTAs, I think. Saying that on a red carpet, just cerise and red clash.
No, a little bit,
Little bit.
Still look good, you'd stand out.
Fuck it, I'd rock it. Dripping in diamonds.
Totally.
But he did look very masculine for a geezer
he
that was head to toe in cerise pink and like,
totally.
Crystals.
And even just the song is not masculine at all. It's
did he sing
funny.
I'm Just Ken? Is that what he's saying? Yeah, that's a good song. Yeah.
And did you see that, what's her name? Emma Stone, her dress bro.
Oh, I know.
I feel sorry for LV because I'm like, imagine the person who had to like zip up the, or like do the zip.
Yeah.
You're fired, babe. I'm sorry.
God, absolutely. Yeah. For like, her big iconic moment, she won Best Actress. She's getting up there with a broken dress.
And, and that girl's signing
on the next day. Sorry. Job seeker's allowance next week. And that other girl, she went arse over tit on the red carpet. She absolutely fell on her arse. You know where obviously you try and do your pap shot and look all lovely, which is awkward as arseholes sometimes trying to get a good photo, like, because it's just something a little bit awkward about trying to. I mean, not that I've ever been to the Oscars
red carpet. Yet.
It's going to happen.
You could go with Ryan soon, you know?
Absolutely. Once Eva's done with him, I'll come with you, Ryan. I'll be your right-hand boy. But yeah, this poor... I can't think of who the girl was. Bless her up. But yeah, she went arse over tit. She turned around. She had a lovely frock on as well, but fell on her arse.
Was it Jennifer Lawrence? Because she's always fallen.
Oh, when she fell up the stairs. Jennifer.
She's had a mare, hasn't she, over the years.
She's the goofiest person I've ever seen in red carpet, but she's cool. Like, I'd love to be friends with her. Like, she looks like great crack.
Oh yeah, it'd be a good night out.
Oh, totally.
But if you're gonna fall over, don't do it at the Oscars. Fall over anywhere for the Oscars. You know,
literally,
you know,
you'd never live it down. I mean, at least you didn't slap anyone across the face.
True. <Try.
laughs> Was that last year? Was that last year?
No, it's last
2 years. Is it?
Is it
2 years or one?
That lives rent free in my head.
That's my Roman Empire. Literally. That is my Roman Empire. What was that?
Totally. I think about it at least like once a fortnight.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. The rest.
Oh, I love it. Oh, so thank you for coming back for round two.
Anytime.
Lotto.
I'll come
you.
Round for round
if we've
three.
If we've got the next guest wrong and we're in the wrong time zone with Trey, we'll see you for round three.
See you in 5 minutes.
So don't leave the building yet. Don't you go running to the tube station just yet. But if all's well, we'll see Trey after the break. So we're going to go to another little trail, guys. So we will see you in two.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
And we are joined now by our lovely guest, James Johnson, celebrity hairdresser. How are you, James?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
What was Mel B like then? I used to be a Spice Boy.
The best energy.
Did you sing to her?
I can't sing.
Nor can I, but I still
do. I remember the job got cancelled. I went to wherever she was staying in London, it got cancelled. And whoever she was living with made us Victoria sponge cake. So the job got cancelled, we all sat around a table eating cake. I got in the car and I was like, I've just sat with a Spice Girl eating Victoria sponge.
Oh, noshing a bit of Vicky Sponge.
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's fan club.
We are joined in the studio now by professional comedian Brett Goldstein. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm very grateful to be here with you two.
If you could dig someone up and fuck them.
Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly and Cary Grant, right?
Not Cary, there's not much time. If I could dig up Gene Kelly, I'd say, could we do a dance?
I've got the shovel in my boot.
In this scenario, is he still dead when you dig him up, or does he come out?
Does he come to life? Is he a rotten corpse, or is he?
That's fan club.
The dating show. Dating or going on dates when you were like a teenager was always quite fun, though. Do you know what I mean? I remember going on dates to like the cinema. You go shopping, like shopping centres, wouldn't you?
I think, if anything, they were maybe this just says about life and where it is, but I used to get really excited, like more excited than I do now. Like the thought of going to meet someone in a park, a boy, it was like, oh my fucking God, what trainers am I going to wear? Are my trainers clean? Am I going to plait my hair? It was like, the thought that would go through my head just to meet one person, whereas now, you know, you might meet someone on the way home from work and it's like the effort, you're still making an effort, but it's like, yeah, I can fit you in. It's completely different.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
Politics Uncensored. Joining me in the studio this week, we have James Robertson. How apathetic, James, do you think people are heading into this local election?
I think people aren't apathetic, are they? People can't be apathetic. It's like whether it's hard out there and people are very frustrated with our politics. What they perhaps struggle to see is the relationship between voting for someone and them delivering things for them and delivering on the promises that they have made. So it's more to do with trust and less to do with sort of apathy, I think.
Every Thursday,
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to FUBAR Radio. We are live and it is Access All Areas. And we've just had the lovely Trey Lowe walk into the studio. How are you, Trey?
I am good, guys. I am good.
And ladies, let me just say, he looks dapper and cool as hell on TV.
Oh, thank
he
you.
Is dapper and cool as hell in real life, isn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely. And we are glasses brothers. We're both rocking the same frames.
We are glasses twins.
So cool.
Brothers looking from another mama.
Oh, yeah. I actually feel underdressed. You both look swag as hell.
It's so nice to see my glasses on someone else. I'm like, wow, do I really look that
cool? We're pinged. So, how is everything going, Trey? Because obviously this ain't your first rodeo when it comes to showbiz,
being on
The Apprentice. How is it this time round being in the industry through like a... Do we call it... Is it reality TV, The Apprentice?
Do you know what's funny? I had that same thought before I went on. I was like, is it reality TV? And my background's like this cool musician. I thought, But it isn't, for me, reality TV in the same way something at Love Island is. It's genuinely much more like... It's a business show, ultimately. And even though people might see us making a fool of ourselves, obviously there are a lot of reasons why that happens. It is TV from that point of view. It's entertainment. But for me, I see it as a business show. And I think the hardest thing about it is the level of mental resilience you need, which is not the same as Love Island and all the rest of them, where you're sitting there either looking pretty or sitting there like going at someone.
Exactly.
This is here, like, you've literally, I mean, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, I might get in
everything
trouble.
Everything you're allowed to say,
something I might not say because I don't want to spoil it for people, but everything you know and love is taken from you. So everything that we're used to having in life to succeed is gone, down to your watch, right?
Wow.
So when people think, oh, they're making fools of themselves, all you've got is your knowledge that you've got. And nothing else. There's no Googling. There's no nothing. You've got a certain amount of time to do your best you can do. So from that point of view, it's not typically reality TV. It's definitely like a mindset business show. Yeah. And this year, more so than anywhere else. I mean, you've just seen the quality of people on the show this year. It's incredible.
It's strong. I think probably the strongest series we've ever had.
Really I would say so. Because I think we could happily go up against series 1, 2, 3, 4 and all the rest of them that were strong that Tim was in. Yeah. I think so. Not all of us.
Yeah.
You're always going to have one or two people that are kind of there for an element of entertainment.
Yeah.
But as it's kind of narrowing down, you can start to see like us, we're really strong, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah.
And Trey, you're doing absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Like,
long
so
may it
good.
Continue.
Long may it continue. Fingers crossed. Like, I need to watch the latest episode. But the last one I watched, Lord Sugar was so impressed with you. You made 38.7 million.
Get in.
That is unheard of in The Apprentice.
I know. And like I say,
how
it's,
did that feel?
I didn't know until I actually watched it again. So at the time we did it, for some reason I wasn't aware. I knew it was amazing, don't get me wrong.
I know, right?
Because when, especially when I did my speech, like genuinely the vibe in the room was like, and then some of the people at production was like, we've never seen that before. The reaction was like, and everyone's clapping and all the rest of it. So I knew it was quite special. But it's only when I watched it again, I thought, we did what? And suddenly I had all of this press. I think I had more press after that than I did in the launch of the actual show. Oh, something special. I was like, 38.7 million. It's never been done before. Not only that, the previous total was 1.2 million, right?
Wow.
So it's like, pissed all over that.
Like, I feel like nobody's going to top that.
No, you're
ever.
Not. Because you're going to have the kind of thing that's similar, you know. Maybe it's going to be Grand Prix or something that attracts that kind of money. So it might be it's never top. So I love that.
That
you know,
is
first time
so
PM,
cool.
First boy to win. Because
I couldn't have
gone get trounced by the girls. I mean, we're nowhere close to them. So it's been phenomenal. That has been my favorite. I thought Leo was good, but Formula E was incredible, definitely.
And your car looked incredible.
It did, didn't it?
It looked so sleek and cool. When the other team went for orange and a weird green, I was like, they're not playing it safe. What are they doing?
But you know, a lot of that, I have to big up Rachel for that as well. I think she kept us boys on a bit of a leash. Not that I would have put stuff on, because my background, I actually did a degree in advertising, so I've got quite a good mind.
She knows the code.
But I think Steve was really like, let's put this, let's support that. And she, yeah. Rachel is phenomenal. And I think it was our little, like, just us three together, we're really amazing. I'm like the creative one that can spin whatever it needs spinning around. And I don't think the show's had someone as creative as me or someone from the music industry. And I think that's been a good thing. And Rachel is just like northern, straight, incredible.
She's
going
to go places, isn't she? You can definitely. Just say, she's shit up. I think the three of you, every single one of you, such a strong team.
Yeah,
you
know, I
think
just
so. Some people, and like you say, like, I think some, especially because The Apprentice has been around a while now, and not even just The Apprentice, certain TV shows, as years go on, some people, I think, chance their arm and they go on just for the shits and giggles and to probably get a profile, to get some followers and a blue tick, and they kind of want the clout. Have you noticed, like, from your series, was there... And if so, who? Spill some tea.
Oh, God,
is there anyone that you think went in there, not necessarily for business reasons, but just to try and get a crack of fame?
I mean, I can't necessarily throw anyone under the bus necessarily like that. But I think there's an element of truth in all of us, if I'm honest with you, because, but not for the shallow reasons that someone might do reality TV. And by the way, there is nothing wrong with doing Love Island or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, if I was younger, I mean, my body's not bad, don't get me wrong, but if I was younger, I might
you're
do
in
something
good,
like
Nick,
that.
Mate.
Yeah. I'm all right for a 49-year-old. But I think everyone, to a certain extent, want a certain amount of fame. The difference is, what do they want it for?
Yeah.
Everyone there is capable of business, and we all need eyeballs. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no point pretending we don't. Back in the days when I did Body Groove in the Architect days, I hated the thought of being famous, not as bad as my brother. He despised it. In fact,
you
it made him ill.
You didn't want to be famous?
I didn't hate it, but I think back then we weren't into reality TV, and we're talking about the year 2000.
I don't think reality TV was even really.
I can't think
just
of anything.
But I remember buying your track in Woolworths.
Star.
Yeah.
One
of the first tracks I bought, I was going Wolf and Cross, Woolworths,
oh, what,
R.I.P. to,
that's
going
like
to Wolf and Cross Woolies. Oh.
Good old days.
You owe me $3.99.
You'd be lucky. Well, I think we get about 50p out of that.
It was a 16%.
Yeah.
Talking of your tune, how did you feel when the rival team used your song? Did they know it was your song? Was they
Yeah.
It looked like, the way it was edited, it looked like they didn't know it was your song. Song, isn't it?
What do you mean I didn't know when they picked it?
Yeah.
No, they did. But everyone knew my song because this... I'm spilling all the beans here. But basically, when you do a program, right, you all introduce yourself and who you are and what you do.
Mm.
So it was very clear. You know, maybe they didn't know me to look at, but I said, Trey Lowe, you know, your kind of biggest claim to fame and all that. You do. Everyone bigs yourself up, right?
Oh.
So they all did know. But Verdi's a DJ. He knew exactly it was my tune.
Right.
But he genuinely thought the energy of Body Groove was going with what he was
doing.
It did work. In hindsight, an inflatable dinghy that looks like a bloody piles cushion might have not been the best time to showcase Body
Groove. Were you fuming that they used your track on that
no,
shit
I loved it.
He was getting their royalties.
I just thought it was comedy gold. And that time I thought, this is comedy gold. Like, I know there's going to be band that's going to come out of it. You know, and I had to say that. And I think Tim said it, but it didn't make the cut, was like, the first time anyone's ever made money in a boardroom. Because technically, you get paid something.
Yeah.
It might be 2p, but it's something.
It's still something.
When I said we were laughing our heads off, I wish they showed everything. It was just the funniest thing. I loved it. It was like, if I wasn't on the show, I would have loved that as a bit of TV.
It was amazing.
It was quality, wasn't it?
As
it was class.
Have you spoke to Alan? Does he know your tune?
Lord Sugar.
Yeah, Lord Sugar. Yeah, look at me.
How dare you call him by his first name? Unless you know him, though, he's probably not far from your neck of the woods.
He's up the road
from Essex.
He's up the Kells.
You're let off, dude. You're let off. Have I spoke to him? No, definitely not. You wouldn't speak to Lord Sugar whilst you're on the show. Definitely not.
You don't.
And you'd be lucky to speak to him after that, to be fair.
Okay.
I mean, that's one thing I loved about the show. Lord Sugar was always one of my business heroes. I'm old enough to remember the days of Amstrad. In fact, a lot of my early ideas, in fact, Body Groove itself was probably recorded on the Amstrad machine in terms of the ideas back then, right? So he's always been a business hero for me, and what he's gone for. I mean, he came from East London, you know, absolute poverty, made a name for himself.
Yeah.
And me, I love the journey more than I love the destination. And
totally.
I think his journey is so inspirational. So if I was ever in contact with him again and he was my mate or anything, oh my God, I'd be over the moon. I mean, that's the whole point why you're on the show is to have him as your mentor, you know. So fingers crossed,
well,
you know.
Mentor or business partner.
Totally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How would that feel?
Incredible. I mean, because for me, what I love is wellness products. So for him to be my business partner, fingers crossed, the doors that opens, you know, and I think people forget about that. And that's what makes it not a reality show in that sense.
Yes.
You are genuinely vying for the help, for the mentorship, for the money, really, of someone that's been there, done it, got the t-shirt. I mean, yeah, come on. I mean, you're not going to get in these doors otherwise.
No,
you know?
Of course.
Unless I'm singing in Body Groove, I don't think that's enough either.
Now, I have another question for you, because every time I watch The Apprentice, this one niggles at me.
Uh-huh.
Why do they insist on pretending that you guys get up at 4 a.m., you've 20 minutes to get ready,
right,
and
I'm
out the door,
truthfully.
And then it's nighttime, and then it's daytime when you're getting in the car.
I might get in trouble for this. I don't care, because everyone's always got the same thing, and I thought the same thing, right? You guys forget a couple of things. I mean, you guys are both around media, so you know this, right? What takes the most time, generally, in TV? Filming.
Yeah.
So you got a mic, 18 people. So you generally are getting up about 4:30 a.m. You got 20 minutes to get downstairs. Doesn't mean you're leaving at that point.
Right.
They got a mic, 18 people. They got a test, 18 people. They got to set up the cameras. They got to do this. So suddenly you're 4:30 plus your 20 minutes. Now it's 10 to 5 plus another hour in the world of TV, as you all know.
So get everyone there.
So how long? It's actually true. You get 20 minutes.
So you get 20 minutes to get downstairs, but how long do you have to get ready?
20 minutes.
Wait, no, because those girls look glam as hell.
No, because some of them might get up earlier.
Okay.
Kind of, they're getting up, but slightly anticipating.
Okay.
Or your day before, like, I mean, I'm always late. I'm black man time. Can you imagine how hard it was for me? It was the hardest thing for me, being on time. So I knew, right, Trey, do what you need to do the day before. Iron your stuff. Do this, do that, do that. I had to learn to be in out of the shower in like literally 2 minutes.
But a girl's
so
makeup.
Genuinely.
The girl's makeup.
A lot of them
perfect.
Were getting up
some
early.
Some of them are contoured to the
I
gods.
Mean, don't get me wrong, right? I'll put a bit of a spoiler in here, right?
Do
when
we
you
love
come
a spoiler,
down
in, Trey.
And you've put your makeup on, and you obviously you're ready and you've done your breakfast night and you're being mic'd, you can sneak off and do a bit of touch up in the loo. You might have 20 minutes.
All right,
maybe.
The girls will do their makeup.
But you
while
do
being mic'd.
Have to get down in 20 minutes, though. You've got to be pretty much ready to go.
Right, okay.
But you normally can sneak maybe an extra 10 minutes or so in between, maybe touch something up. But those girls became masters at doing their stuff. And everyone that's been on the show becomes quick.
Okay.
And if you want to win that kind of money, you better sort that out. Because if you can't deal with putting your makeup on fast, how the hell are you going to deal with running a
business? You've got to fucking deal with business.
So you quickly get used to the fact that you've got to get ready that quickly. You become a master at it.
So what goes on in that house? I'm not going to, because I know you're too much of a gentleman to spill tea and name names. But it's, as we know now, as years have gone on, sometimes people, when they're living together, things happen between some of the contestants.
What do you mean? You're talking about a bit of...
Who's giving her one on the DL? So is anyone giving someone a little bit on the DL? Or is there bits happening? Cheeky?
Honestly, I don't think... Certainly for my year, for this year, 100% no. You don't have time. You're sleep deprived.
Oh, there's always time.
But not only that, you are pretty much watched the whole time. And I think that's what I love about the show. Like, I wish, I can't say too much. I might have said too much. Mm. But it's not the kind of show that you're just free to do your own thing. You're pretty much chaperoned all the time. Because if you were free to do your own stuff, you could have a bit of an advantage.
Yeah.
You might get an advantage from, I don't know, it could be anything that you might read or see or do. So you're always kind of watched and observed. So you wouldn't have time to do that.
Wow, so you do you wouldn't. Have producers living in the house with you?
Oh, I can't give too much. You have people looking after you in the house,
Okay.
And all the time. And the reason why, it's a competition and it has to be fair.
Yeah.
You know, even things like... You know, I'm giving up too much information.
No, you're
no,
not.
Sir.
No,
no,
I'm
this
not
is
going
to access
I'm going to have to forego my quarter of a million because of you lot. You lot have to give me 125,000 each for spilling the bloody beans.
Wait,
no, I'm
speak
not doing
to
it.
My producer. She can write the cheque for you.
Right, I'll give when you my bank details for it.
Excellent. And when you win... Because I know you will. I
fingers
know
crossed.
You will.
Yeah, I've
been it.
You have to come back in. And we'll do this again. And then you can spill the property and we'll go for drinks afterwards.
Yeah, we'll have drinks after. You can tell us who's shaking
her.
Who's giving her a little bit on the side?
Yeah, exactly.
I want to touch upon it. We've only got a couple of minutes left. But you touched upon it. I mean, 49, you look incredible.
Oh, cheers.
49 is, they're no 29 nowadays. Anyway,
don't people look good now in their 30s and 40s? It's crazy.
I would have never guessed.
I know.
49.
Never.
Because other than the black don't crack bit, I still do. I mean, honestly, I look at myself and think, I don't necessarily look my age. People are like, he did Body Groove. And they're working it out in their head thinking, that was 24. God, I'm trying to remember how long ago. We did it 24 years ago.
Yeah.
Crazy. So people thinking it can't be because he must look. But I look at myself when I was that age and I'm thinking, I look like a child. I was like, skinny.
You're looking good.
Wow,
but in terms of your age, do you think being, because you're the oldest contestant.
I am.
Do you
think
that's an advantage in the whole history?
No one's ever mentioned that.
No,
for some reason.
I'm mentioning it. I'm mentioning it. Yeah, I'm
glad.
Do you think there's an advantage to being the eldest?
Massively. Yes. Although traditionally the oldest go, and I think it's because they don't gel with people that well.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons.
And you're young at heart, though.
Also, if you look older, then it's harder to gel. While everyone's sort of yelling and singing Cardi B, you're going to look out of place, whereas I don't look out of... Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of socialising and all that sort of stuff. But it gives me the advantage in terms of life experience. Yeah. And I'm also from the generation that didn't have the phone. Mm. And it's ironic, and people might shoot me for this. Go ahead, I'm strong enough. Mm. It seems the more knowledge people have at the fingertips, the less knowledge they actually use.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people have a super... I'm holding a supercomputer.
Yeah.
But yet when I'm around... I'm not mentioning any names, but when you're around younger people, it's amazing the knowledge that they don't have.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'll say things like, oh, I wasn't born then. I'm thinking, I wasn't born when Cleopatra was about, but I know who she is.
Yeah.
So true.
Do you know what I mean? Yes. It's young people, they will kind of know Beyonce and this and that. And he's like, okay, anything in the 90s? Oh, not really.
Yeah.
80s, not really. So when you're doing these tasks and you need to bring all the knowledge you've got, I can go back far.
Yeah.
And I do that. Like, even my idea for Formula E, I was talking about Zeus and this and water and Poseidon, and people would come and think, what?
Yeah.
Because I'm older. Yeah. And I'm from a generation where we had to have that knowledge. We didn't take for granted that we've got our fingertips.
And chose to educate yourself. I remember working with someone once and they thought Titanic was just a film.
What?
And I was like, you're joking.
They thought what?
What?
They thought Titanic was just a film.
Oh,
and I was like,
stop.
You're fucking joking. I was that was a real thing. I was like, are you fucking joking?
This is the TikTok era.
People do TikTok think that. Era. Even like Verdi's my brother. Bless him. Love Verdi. But the fact he didn't know who Spielberg. Oh, even I'm saying it wrong. Spielberg. God, I'm pronouncing it wrong after hearing Verdi. Morris, Spielberg. Or Scorsese. But then you think, you might know. But then I would know Shakespeare, for instance. I wasn't around.
Yeah.
So I think it's a generational thing. Mm. So my advantage was, I definitely had a lot of knowledge. And on top of that, looking young, it meant I could blend in. They didn't realise, get rid of the old guy.
Yeah.
They're kind of like, trade's cool.
Yeah.
You know, so... But I do want to see older people on these shows and generally
on
reality
important.
In general.
Definitely.
Why does everyone have to be young and in their 20s and look the same way? Why not be a bit older, a bit different?
Yeah.
And, you know, and apprentice, why not have musicians and someone with my background, you know?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's a bit of creativity. It's
a different vibe. Age is wisdom.
So.
And I think a lot of people now, the audience, when it comes to watching TV in general, I think everyone's just over, like, having a certain kind of age bracket.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to watch.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, you don't necessarily want to watch an older person that's a bit old, and because you get a bit grumpy sometimes.
Yeah.
And sitting there waiting. But there are a lot of cooler older people who've got so much to give, and even they think they're past it. You're not bloody past it.
No.
That's why I'm glad that people talk about my age, because I want older people to know you're not past it.
No.
Celebrate yourself.
You absolutely ain't past it. Honestly,
no,
I could speak all night. Thank you for coming to the show, guys. Once you win it, you're going to come back, and we're going to get even more
fingers
tea,
crossed.
But guys, I have to
even
win the show.
Back.
I feel it.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. Thank you, Miss Ellen, for an amazing show. And guys, we will be here the same time next week. Until then, take care.
Bye.